Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Atlanta Braves and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Atlanta Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Roland Offis. Batting second. The second baseman, Rod Gilbreth. Batting third. The left fielder, Jim Wynn. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Ken Henderson. Batting fifth. The catcher, Earl Williams. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Tom Pachyuk. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Darryl Chaney. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Jerry Royster. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Phil Niekro. Pitching for the Atlanta Braves, Phil Niekro. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Rick Munday. Batting second. The left fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting third. The third baseman, Bill Madlock. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jerry Morales. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Champ Summers. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Manny Trillo. Batting seventh. The catcher, Steve Swisher. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Mick Kelleher. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Burris. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Ray Burris. And now, play ball. Roland Offis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Offis hits a line drive into center field. Munday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rod Gilbreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gilbreth hits a pop-up towards short. Kelleher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn takes first base on ball four. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first, with Burris covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Rick Munday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munday hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chaney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal takes first base on ball four. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gilbreth scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cardenal moves to second. Two outs. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Pachyuk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams takes first base on ball four. Tom Pachyuk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pachyuk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Madlock fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Darryl Chaney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chaney hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Trillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers hits a fly ball into left field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo strikes out. Two outs. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swisher strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Jerry Royster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Royster hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Phil Niekro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niekro bunts towards the mound. Burris fields it and throws to first for the out. Royster moves to second. One out. Roland Office is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Office is 0 for 1 in the game. Office bunts towards the mound. Burris fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Royster moves to third. Rod Gilbreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gilbreth is 0 for 1 in the game. Gilbreth hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Royster scores. Office moves to second. It's 1-0, Braves. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Wynn hits a line drive into left field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Henderson hits a fly ball into center field. Munday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Mick Kelleher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelleher hits a pop-up into left field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Burris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burris hits a ball on the ground towards third. Royster fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Munday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munday is 0 for 1 in the game. Munday takes first base on ball 4. Jose Cardinal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardinal is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Cardinal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cheney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Munday. Williams reaches second base with a double. Tom Pachyorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pachyorek is 0 for 1 in the game. Pachyorek hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Morales, who is chasing the ball. Pachyorek reaches third base with a triple. Williams scores. It's 2-0, Braves. Daryl Chaney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chaney is 0 for 1 in the game. Chaney hits a pop-up into left field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Royster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Royster is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Royster hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Burris has Pachyorek trapped. There's the throw to Swisher and over to Madlock, who tags Pachyorek for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Phil Niekro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niekro is 0 for 0 in the game. Niekro hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Royster moves to second. Roland Office is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Office is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Office hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 0 for 1 in the game. Madlock hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Braves. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0 for 1 in the game. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards third. Royster fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers is 0 for 1 in the game. Summers hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Niekro fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Trillo hits a fly ball into left field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Cubs 1. The Braves will come to bat. Rod Gilbreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gilbreth is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Gilbreth hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cardinal, who is chasing the ball. Gilbreth reaches third base with a triple. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Wynn takes first base on ball 4. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wynn. The throw from Swisher and he is out, Trillo applying the tag. One out. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 2 in the game. Henderson hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gilbreth tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-1, Braves. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Williams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swisher is 0 for 1 in the game. Swisher hits a fly ball into left field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mick Kelleher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelleher is 0 for 1 in the game. Kelleher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cheney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Burris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burris is 0 for 1 in the game. Burris hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Monday hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gilbreth scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Cubs 1. The Braves will come to bat. Tom Pachyorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pachyorek is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Pachyorek hits a pop-up towards first. Summers settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Darryl Chaney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chaney is 0 for 2 in the game. Chaney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo misplays the ball. That's an error on Trillo. Jerry Royster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Royster is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Royster hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-1, Braves. Phil Niekro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niekro is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Niekro hits a fly ball into left field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roland Office is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Office is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Office takes first base on ball 4. Mike Garman now pitching. Rod Gilbreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gilbreth is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Gilbreth hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Morales. Gilbreth reaches second base with a double. Office goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 6-1, Braves. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Wynn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. That run is unearned. It's 7-1, Braves. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wynn. The throw from Swisher and he is out, Kelleher applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 7, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Cardenal hits a fly ball into center field. Office settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Madlock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0-for-2 in the game. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards third. Royster fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 7, and the Cubs 1. The Braves will come to bat. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Summers scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Henderson for the out. One out. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Williams strikes out. Two outs. Tom Paciorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paciorek is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Paciorek is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 7, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers is 0-for-2 in the game. Summers is called out on strikes. One out. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo is 0-for-2 in the game. Trillo hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swisher is 0-for-2 in the game. Swisher hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wynn. Swisher reaches second base with a double. Trillo goes all the way around to score. It's 7-2 Braves. Larry Biotner pinch hits for Mick Kelleher. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biotner hits a pop-up towards short. Cheney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Lockhock pinch hits for Mike Garman. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Swisher trying to get to home. Henderson throws the ball into Williams who tags Swisher who's trying to score from second, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 7, and the Cubs 2. The Braves will come to bat. Bruce Sutter now pitching. Dave Rosello now playing shortstop. Darryl Chaney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chaney is 0 for 3 in the game. Chaney hits a fly ball into right field. Morales settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Royster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Royster is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Royster hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Trillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Phil Niekro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niekro is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Niekro hits a ball on the ground towards third. Madlock fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 7, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Monday hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Office. Monday reaches second base with a double. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards third. Royster fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Madlock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chaney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0 for 3 in the game. Morales strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Braves 7, and the Cubs 2. The Braves will come to bat. Roland Office is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Office is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Office hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rosello scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rod Gilbreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gilbreth is 3 for 4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Gilbreth hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Wynn hits a fly ball into left field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Henderson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Summers settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Braves 7, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers is 0 for 3 in the game. Summers hits a ball on the ground towards first. Patchy Orrick scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Summers for the out. One out. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Trillo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Royster fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swisher is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Swisher is hit by the pitch. Dave Rosello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosello takes first base on ball 4. Swisher moves to second. Joe Wallace pinch hits for Bruce Sutter. Joe Wallace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallace hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Swisher scores. Rosello moves to second. It's 7-3, Braves. Adrian Devine now pitching. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Monday strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Atlanta Braves, 7, and Chicago Cubs, 3. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.